This is the year of visitation, manifestation, demonstration of the power of God in Victory Christian Center Church. I will come to every meeting and service with a high level of expectation. I declare God's glory over my spouse, over my children, over my grandchildren, and over me. I declare God's glory over Victory Christian Center Church. Lord, demonstrate your power in Victory Christian Center Church, in my house, and my family. We have signs, wonders, miracles in full operation in Victory Christian Center Church. We have the healing miracles of Jesus operating in Victory Christian Center Church. We have the gifts of the Spirit in full operation in Victory Christian Center Church. This is the year of visitation, manifestation, and demonstration of the power of God in Victory Christian Center Church. Something great is about to happen to me right now. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I bow myself humbly before you, O God. I decrease right now that you could increase in me. God, I ask that you would speak to me, O God, and let me speak as the oracles of God. God, these are your people, Lord God. And I ask you, O God, each one has come in need of something different, God. But God, I know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly all that we could ever ask, think, or dream, or even imagine, Lord God, by the power of your Holy Ghost, O God. God, you said it's not by might nor by power, but it's by your Spirit, Lord God. So God, I ask that you will speak, Lord God. Give me the energy, the physical energy, and the strength, oh God. Give me clarity of words, oh God. Give me authority and power to move as the Spirit gives me the utterance to speak boldly as you call me to speak this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Like I said, the title of this message is Conquering Fear Through Faith in God. How many of you know that if God gives you a message, it's not only for the people, but it's you first? Amen? 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he has given us power, love, and a sound mind." There are over 500 scriptures in the King James Version of the Bible talking about fear. Fear is the opposite of faith because it involves torment. Fear is defined in the dictionary as an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause you pain or a threat. Another name for fear is phobias. It's phobia. And we have phobias. One phobia is glossophobia, and that's the fear of speaking in front of an audience. But today, God, delivered from that. Amen, amen. Acrophobia, that's the fear of heights. Claustrophobia, that's the fear of being in close places. What does fear do to the believer? It paralyzes the believer and keeps the believer from the will of God for their life. What can we do to overcome fear in our lives as believers? We can trust in the living God, because we know that God is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. Every word that God has spoken out of his mouth, it shall come to pass. So we are to speak as God tells us to speak. Get in his word, learn what he says about his promises, and stand on them till they come to pass. Also, testimony. I thank God for the testimony of those that get up and testify, because that's good, because the word tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. God's word says in Isaiah 41 and 10, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, and I will uphold you with the righteousness of my right hand," says the Lord. 1 John 4 and 18 says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out all fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love." As I look in the word in Psalms 56, 3 through 4, it says, "When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you." In God's word, I will put my trust in him. "And I will not fear what flesh shall do unto me." And our scripture on our program today says from Psalms 118 and 6, the King James Version, "The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me." Amen. As we travel through this life on this earth, my brothers and sisters, we all must be reminded and remember that God's word says we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Psalms 3, verse 5 and 6 says, "For us to trust in the Lord with all our hearts, lean not unto our own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, for he shall direct our paths." If you all have been coming here at Victory Christian Center more than once, more than twice, I'm sure you've heard our dear Pastor Claude Williams say to us time and time again, the same thing over and over again until we get it into our spirit. That is a time to pray and is a time to say. Amen. As born again believers, it's time for us to get over the past. Let all of that junk remain where it is in the past, and trust God to direct each and every one of our lives in the future, so that we can fulfill our full potential that God has called us to do here on the earth. Right. Amen? Amen. Now let us look at one of the great, great men of God in the Bible who used excuses why he couldn't do what God had told him to do. Just look at your own self. Sometimes God may tell you to go tell that sister something, but sometimes you over-rationalize and think about it. Well, is this God or is it not God? Step out. Get out of the boat and trust God. If he said it, go ahead and do it. You don't know what that person's going through. And just that single word, just one timely word from God. Just as a sister moved this morning, I sense in my spirit that she had a word for God, and I was praying, God, let her move. Let her move. Let her do what you told her to do, no matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody thinks. Let her move and do just what you said to do. Amen? So for all of us, when God tells you to do something, do it. Stop questioning God. Stop thinking about it over and over and contemplating what he said. Just step out on faith. Because that's what we're talking about. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. If you believe God, you can't believe God. If you can't believe in God, you've got to believe in God and trust that he knows all about each and every one of us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, as I look at one of the great men in the Bible, I think about Moses and in the Old Testament and how he was a prophet of God. And Moses' name was a Hebrew was from the Hebrew, and it meant to pull out or to draw out of water. And it was given to him by Pharaoh's daughter after rescuing him from the Nile River. As I looked in Exodus 3, verses 1 through 6, this story was about Moses and the burning bush. God called Moses, as it was written in his word, in the midst of the bush, and said to Moses, "Moses, Moses." And Moses said to God, "Here am I." God's intent was to use Moses as a deliverer, to deliver the people, the Israelites, from the bondage that they were in Egypt. Amen? Amen. But today, who is our deliverer? Jesus. Jesus. Jesus has done all he's going to do. So now it's up to us. Step out on faith and do what God tells you to do. Amen? Now in verse 7, "And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows." God has many names, and one of his names is El-Roi. It's E-L-R-O-I, and that means the God that sees all. So if he's seen during this time, you know that he knows all and sees all in 2017. He knows what each and every one of you are going through. And he's the one that will bring you out. So if you seek him, if you diligently seek him, seek his face, he will tell you and instruct you and guide you in what way you should go. It's time to seek God for yourself. For yourself. Amen. Now, as I looked in verse 11, and Moses said unto God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Egypt the children of Israel out of Egypt?" How many times have we done that same thing over and over and over, not done what God has said to do? As in our Sunday school lesson, we were talking about Jonah and how God told Jonah to go to Nineveh. But Jonah decided that wasn't what he was going to do. And he decided he was going to do something else. And he got swallowed up by a great fish. So, I mean, God tells you to do something, you have no other choice. You don't have a choice in the matter. You might as well surrender now, because you're going to have to surrender later. You're going to have to surrender later. Amen. Now, as I turn my attention back to the story of Moses, well, I know Moses must have been feeling a bit inadequate. After all, in his past life, he had killed that Egyptian for beating his own Hebrew brother and fled to the wilderness. Now this tells me that we do the same thing. The same thing. Can I get an amen? Amen. 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 We do the same thing. But like I said, we must surrender all to him. As we go on a little further in that fourth chapter, Moses, like us, come up with all kinds of excuses why we can't do what he said. Here was the excuse that Moses used in Exodus chapter 4, verse 10. He says to the Lord, he says, "I'm not eloquent, neither hence to nor since you've spoken unto your servant, because I am slow in speech and slow in tongue." Excuses, excuses, excuses. You know what? It's time out for the excuses why we can't do what God told us to do. As we're coming forth on June the 24th, we have an outreach event, and it's a call for the whole body of Christ to go out and witness to the neighborhood, to those passing by. Now, what would be your excuse why you can't do? God has gifted each and every one of us with gifts and talents. Everyone, none out, nobody has, he has given all of us. Now it's time for us to step out on faith. Right. Step out on faith and trust God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. We have it so much better now because we have Jesus. We have Jesus. We have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us. Jesus said it was expedient that he went away because he would send a comforter to us, and he would lead us and guide us into all truth. So we have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us, guiding us. Now it's time for us to pay attention what that still small voice is telling us to do. That still small voice. What we have to do is get quiet, get alone with God, and ask him. Some say they don't know their giftings. They don't know their callings. The only one that knows all about everything is God and God alone. God and God alone. So get alone with God. Ask God these questions, what you want to know the answer, and he will tell you. He'll lead you and guide you right to his word. He'll show you in another way. He speaks many ways to us, but are we listening? But are we listening? Are we listening, church? His word says if we would keep our minds stayed on him, then he would keep us in perfect peace because we trust in him. Not in man, but put your trust in God. The problem is we're looking at the problem instead of looking at the problem solver. And God is the problem solver. God is a deliverer. God is a healer. He's our savior. He is the great I am. That's what he wants Moses to go and tell Pharaoh. Tell him I am that I am has sent you. Yeah. Amen. So what is it that you stand in need of today? For the great I am is here to meet every need that you need. Because he said that he would not leave us nor forsake us. Amen. So as Christians, do we really believe? Do we really trust? Do we really trust God? When things are going on in our lives, do we really trust God? Or do you trust in yourself to figure it out? It's time to stop trying to figure out these things that's going on and trust God to work them out. Amen? We sing about our God is awesome. Oh, our God is awesome. Our God is awesome. We sing about he can move mountains and keep us in the valley. God has so graciously given us the power, the authority to speak to the mountain, all those mountains in our lives. In Mark 11, 26, 23, he said, verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that these things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he says. And it is written in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing by no means shall hurt you. Amen. Thank you. I want to get down a little closer with you. I'm just thinking of a time here at Victory Christian Center Church. If you all haven't been here a while, you might not know or remember Mother Bessie. Mother Bessie was one of our older saints here at Victory Christian Center Church. And Mother Bessie was one of my teachers and mentors along with Mother Verdell. And Mother Bessie was a quiet woman. But when Mother Bessie had something to say, you better listen. Because you know she was saying it. It was God speaking to her and through her. And I used to teach the young children in third grade and fourth grade. And Maya Carter is her grandchild. And I was the teacher in Maya's class. And our children are watching us. Our children are watching us. And Maya would say, ooh, Miss Brenda. I had, my mama left me with my grandmama this weekend, and she had to watch me. She said, but you know what my grandmama did? She said, do you do that, Miss Brenda? I said, well, what did your grandmama do? She said, Mother Bessie got out of her oil, and she went to anointing the house and pleading the blood of Jesus over her house, pleading the blood of Jesus over her house. And she said, Miss Brenda, do you do that? I said, yeah, Maya, I do that. And then she went on to say, she said, and Mother Bessie, she said, she rose up
Said my grandma rose up and she said, devil, you get out of this house in the name of Jesus. So what I'm saying to you, don't allow fear to grip you. Stand on the word of God. Start declaring and decreeing things in your life and in your house and in your neighborhood. You know, take control. Take back what the devil has stole from you. It's time for us to take back our homes. It's time for us to take back our children, our marriages. It's time for us to take back. It's time for the people of God to rise up and boldly be what God has called us to be. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, God. Oh, bless your name, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. As I close, I would like to read Psalms 27. I'm sure that many of you are familiar with it. And it says that the Lord is my light and my salvation. When you're saying that, you got to mean it. You got to believe what you're saying and you got to mean it. Is the Lord your light? Is the Lord your salvation? And whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked one and enemies and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, the word says that they stumbled and fall. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this I will be confident. Maybe you're going through something right now. But stand boldly on the word of God. Stand up and proclaim the word of God over everything in your life. Stand up and say, no weapon. I heard the little girl this morning say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every lying tongue risen up against me in judgment, thou shalt condemn. And as it goes on in verse 4, it says, one thing, just one thing that I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Think about it. Think about what the word says. God's word says that goodness and mercy, it shall follow you all the days of your life. Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I bless your name today, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. I thank you for thus far this service, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you are the deliverer, Lord God, and you've come this morning to set the captives free. Thank you, Lord God. So I ask right now, I ask if anybody is dealing with the spirit of fear, I just call forth right now for Elder Barbara, Elder Deborah, I need you right now. Come forth quickly. If anybody in this house, if you're afraid to go back to school, if you're afraid to swim, whatever the fear is, I don't know, but God knows, and you know what that fear is. Come forth quickly, quickly. Come to our altars and let us agree with you in prayer. There's no need for the saints of God to be bound up with fear. There's no need for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Sister Green, we've been made more than conquerors. Hallelujah. We've been made more than conquerors. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Intercessors, pray. Pray in the spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. That spirit of fear, hakadarabohosheke, be gone in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. No fear. No fear. Thank you, Lord. No fear. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Move by your spirit in this house, Lord. Hekondorabohosheke. Hekondorabohosheke. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.